Hi, welcome to the broadcast. This is your host for the next few minutes, Mark Dornbusch. Hope for the Hurting is here to try to get some of the current events that are out there, basically to get it into your living room or to your car or to wherever you're listening to this particular podcast. I find it very interesting that this week a couple of things came across my desk that I thought were very troubling. And the thing that I found the most troubling was the amount of hate in America. It's being pushed by an administration that said that every white person is some kind of extremist or terrorist, and if you voted Republican or you were part of Trump's circle, somehow or another you were the bad guy. Well, I'm finding something very interesting taking place right now. It's starting to backfire on these guys. This is Hope for the Hurting. This is your host, Mark Dornbusch. I'm here in Southern California. I hope today that I will be able to touch or meet some of the needs that you may have, because you wouldn't tune in unless something was going on that was causing you pain. And I hope that Hope for the Hurting will help you get from where you are now to a better place. Let's begin. Look around you and look at what you've been seeing in the last 2 weeks. October 7th was the largest loss of life through a terrorist act that the world had seen in a long, long time, since actually from September 11th in our country, where, you know, 3,500 people died. This was 1,500, about half that amount, but according to population, it would have been equal to about 12,000 or 15,000 people dying when the Twin Towers went down. Man, I have heard every kind of excuse for a group that took little babies and chopped their heads off in front of their families and then put them on YouTube and have them being having people in America line up and say that this was okay, especially these kids that have been being indoctrinated in Marxism and socialism in our schools and our universities, makes me just wonder what in the world we're in for in the future. If these are the people that are actually going to be leading the country down the road, and they're the ones that are siding with people that did this kind of atrocities. It's sad to think that people who lived through the Holocaust, which means that when they put people in the gas chambers and they killed them, and then they threw them in mass graves and covered them up with a bulldozer in World War II under Hitler's regime. And we have people that are aligning with the same kind of malice, the same kind of violence, and the same kind of hatred in America. It makes me wonder what in the world they're being taught and whether or not our higher institutions need to be eliminated, or at least they need to be exterminated, some of those folks that are teaching this stuff to our kids. And, you know, you send your child to a school, pay $50,000 to $70,000 a year for them to get an education. And an education in what? Hating people? There's something wrong with that picture. Just saying. You just need to understand that there's something very wrong when you take a kid and turn their minds against a group. It doesn't matter what group that is. And, I mean, we saw the same thing with Black Lives Matter. We saw them doing the same thing in the cancel culture and all the other nonsense. And then all of a sudden when it starts happening to them because they're aligning themselves with murderers, and I would call barbarians, probably barbarians is probably a light word. I would just call butchers. And they went in and murdered these people while they were sleeping in bed or eating breakfast or whatever the case may be. And I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be a reason for this. There's got to be a reason why people in America and all over the world are calling for Jews to be exterminated off the planet. Well, here comes, I'm just going to be real honest with you. Here comes my Christian view or faith view of what I see happening. In the end times, when the times start to get to a place where all of creation is going to cease to exist, I'm talking about all, not just Hamas and the rest of them, and I hope that they are ended. I hope Hamas is wiped off the face of the earth for a couple of reasons. One, they serve no good purpose other than to try to kill people, and they're being funded by an Iranian-backed mullahs who chant in their parliament, death to America, death to Israel. Well, I'm having a little challenge with that, considering that in my day, at least in my realm of thinking, that being a person of faith, being a person of non-color, because I'm considered non-everything, being white, for instance, and then we're being put upon saying that we have done something to these other races to hold them down or hold them back or whatever. I'm having a real challenge with that because the Palestinians voted Hamas in as their government, and there are over 500 Americans as we speak that I know of. I mean, that's been reported anyway, as of today, that are being held by Hamas and won't let them leave the Gaza, southern Gaza, and go to Egypt and get away from all this nonsense. But you know what's funny? This is what's really funny, is that we have people here in the United States that wear masks and chant down with Israel, who are, many of them are privileged white, little white kids. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm ashamed of them. I'm ashamed of people in America that would think this way. And I'm not so sure that doesn't go beyond that. Because if you were to take and put, instead of Jews, put blacks, saying kill the blacks, gas the blacks, what do you think would happen? What do you think would happen in America? Do you think that people would sit down for that and just think that's cool and wonderful and terrific? Even we have 95 members in our Congress, 95 members that claim to be socialist, Marxists, or plain flat out communists. I don't think people in America realizes what that means. That means they agree with what they just saw, taking other people's property, destroying people, killing people. All of that's all good with them. And I got news for you. It's not good with them, and it's not good with God. God does not, in any way, shape, or form, condone anything that's going on over there in the Middle East right now. And you know what? I believe Israel has every right in the world to defend itself, but the same is true here in America. We have every right in the world to deny any of these people who align themselves with terrorists, who are real terrorists, not just white supremacists saying from the mouth of Joe Biden. I'm saying that these are real terrorists, and these terrorists are killing people and maiming people and destroying and complete families all in one swoop, raping the women and the young women and even the children, and then thinking that's cool and putting that on YouTube. Can you believe that? You got to be out of your frickin' mind if you think that's cool and that's okay. And if you align yourself with these people, then you're no better than them. And so if you don't get a job or people deny you access to work, I don't think I have a problem with that. Even though cancel culture was so embraced by all of you guys out there that think that's okay, I think there's a real problem here. And the real problem is that people do not have anything to look up to. There is no one that they can look to today that doesn't look corrupt. I mean, a president of the United States is as corrupt as any of the Al Capone guys in Chicago. I'm telling you, this is not good what's going on in America, and we need to wake up. Wake up, America, and start talking about the things that are good around you. Start talking about the things that should be lifted up. Doing something for your neighbor when there's, you know, no one else out there doing that. Take care of some of the other people. I just heard something the other day, one of the principals in one of the news shows, what he did last Christmas, or in January, actually, it was in January, he took 100 or 150 people's electric bills that they could not pay their electric bill, the poor, the needy, the folks that were, and he paid it for them. He paid it so that they wouldn't shut the electricity off in the middle of January back east. Do you know what that would be like? Do you know what that'd be like to have your lights turned out or your gas turned off? I can't even imagine what that would be like in the middle of winter when it's the coldest, especially in January, especially back east, in New York and in other areas. And he went and did that on his own, out of his own pocket. Why did he do that? Nobody knew that. I just heard about this just the other day, that he did it on his own. I'm just saying that's the kind of stuff that America's built on. That's what America looks like. That's what it looks like to have a different race living on your left and on your right and getting along. That's the whole problem that we have right now. Not death to America, not death to those, not shutting them down, not having little Jewish boys and girls getting stuck in a library and having 100 people on the outside, bring them out so we can beat the crap out of them. There's something wrong with that picture, folks. And that kind of hatred leads to all kinds of other things that are unhealthy and immoral and wrong. And I'm not sure that we can sit back, and I can't sit back, especially if I have some kind of a voice, and say, hey, look at this is okay. You know, give them a break. You know, stop bombing Gaza. No, I don't think that we need to stop bombing Gaza. And I'm not sure that that is even a good thing to do. But the point is that that's what they would do if they continue doing what they were doing. If this gets stopped and Israel cannot protect themselves and cannot retaliate the way they need to retaliate, these people will come back and do this all over again, just like they're doing, just like they did today, launching hundreds of rockets into Tel Aviv. I'm saying we need to understand the difference between what is rightfully yours and what is rightfully theirs and what is not theirs. Now, everybody says that, oh, well, that property belongs to the Palestinians. No, it doesn't. If you really want to know the truth, most of the Middle East belongs to Israel. And whether you believe that or you don't believe that or you think I'm a Zionist or whatever you want to call me, the fact is that's truthful. Because being a man of faith, because I believe in faith, that there are some things that you need to understand about what's happening in the Middle East. There are things going on there that have been going on for thousands of years. But now they're on steroids. How come? Because people like our government have been funding them, giving them money to do what they're doing, and all they're doing is taking that money and turning around and killing people with it. And maybe we need to stop doing that. That would be the first thing that we should do. And those things like that, what I saw this man do in paying the electric bills because he could, because he had the money to do that, and he just went ahead and did it. You know the problem with that is that nobody's going to hear about it because I just heard about it just now. This happened last January. I'm saying that these are the things that need to happen in America again. We need to start acting like Americans, not acting like a bunch of separate races. It's wrong what's going on out there. And as far as I'm concerned, I hope that our Congress takes every dime that goes to each one of these universities and cancels it and take their nonprofit status away from them and let them start fending on their own. And the rest of the people that are subsidizing these Ivy League elite schools, and they take their money and walk away. And you know what? It's starting to happen. And you know what? They're crying the blues. Why? Because these professors have put them in that place. These professors can't do anything really, so they teach. That is the epitome of what the professorships are today. They go and they spew their idolatry and their nonsense and their idiosyncrasies and their hatred, and they instill it in their kids that are there, that these kids are looking up to these individuals as role models and find out that they're not role models at all. They're the epitome of the pit, and I'm talking about the pit of hell. Some things need to change in America, and we need to start thinking about what needs to change and why. And why am I on this? Because I just looked at what came across my desk as I began this spot tonight, is that loneliness is the number one thing in the world and in America that people are challenged with because they feel like they're all alone. They feel that nobody cares and nothing can be done with what's going on. I'm telling you, there is more going on around you right now than you can even imagine. And if we continue to let this nonsense continue, I'm not a big fan of Mr. Trump. I'm really not in a lot of ways, but he's the only guy right now that is actually someone who's going to drain the crap that we see in D.C. Did you know that D.C. as a whole votes Democratic 98.3% of the time? Okay, so that means that means almost 10 out of 10 people vote Democratic, no matter who it is, no matter what's going on. And you think what's going on right now in this government and what they're doing is a good thing? I'm sorry, you've got to be delirious. My paycheck does not go nearly as far as it used to. When I go in to buy groceries, it doesn't look good at all. And you think we've had a bad 3 weeks. I said we had a bad couple of weeks this last podcast. But this podcast, I'm telling you what I see happening is wrong by every stretch of the imagination. We have weak people in our government. We have weak people leading this country. We have weak people in places of importance. And yet our service members are under the gun all of the time. All the time. 27 incidences from Iranian-backed militias in one kind or another in Syria and Iraq trying to kill our boys and our women. It's wrong. And I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for what's going on, because I got news for you. If I was in charge, oh my God, I would come down on them for every gunfire, every shot. I would have 1,000 shots go back at them. Everyone, until they stop doing what they're doing. I would turn that place into a piece of glass, and I'm not sure that wouldn't be a good start. There's stuff going on over there that these people only live to kill you. If you're an American, you're fodder. They don't want you alive. So I'm sitting here thinking about this in a semi-free America, that our Congress people, and especially on the Democratic side, are trying to take away all of our rights. They don't want us to speak. They're destroying our rule of law. We've got crazy people as DAs, including in Los Angeles. I just heard today that Florida wanted to have a knock on the door of a guy who has been in the country illegally, deported 3 times, moving fentanyl, large quantities of fentanyl. And they wanted the LA Sheriff's Department to go down and knock on the door and see if he's there, and then arrest his hiney, and then send him to Florida so he could stand trial for what he just did. They said no. Said we don't knock on doors. What in the world is going on in California, man? We've got a crazy governor that's over in China, acting like he is president of the United States when he is nobody. He's ruined the state. He's completely destroyed anybody that really wants to live here. I mean, just go downtown LA, go downtown San Francisco, go into Sacramento, go anywhere in Sacramento, any one of the freeways, and there is nothing but homeless people everywhere. And the problem is that they know it. 35,000 veterans are living on the street. And yet we spent $1.5 billion putting illegals in 5-star hotels in New York and L.A. and other places. Something's wrong with that picture, don't you think? And the same is true if you think that it's okay for Hamas to kill babies, kill young women. And to think of it, these elderly people escaped the Holocaust but were shot to death or cut up in little pieces by a sack of ravaging animals, and absolutely no consequences other than the fact that they're dead now. And you know what Hamas did? Hamas sent like $7,000 to each family of each one of these men that got killed. And you know where that money came from? Came from us. Didn't come from the mullahs. It came from us. $177 million just went over there to Gaza, if you will, for humanitarian aid. You know what they did with the humanitarian aid? They never got it. What did they do with the money? They gave it to guys who murdered Jewish people. I'm saying, you know, enough is enough. I am so tired of hearing about people telling me how horrible it is here in America and how awful it is. We need to close the border. They don't even know. They've said that there was over 600,000 gotaways just since the beginning of the year. 600,000, and probably closer to probably 1.2 million. Why? Because we've got people in charge that don't know what they're doing. And I got news for you. We're going to see some kind of a an attack in America, and it's going to be because of some of these gotaways who are here to kill us, put it together, and they did it because we've got people that won't, number one, arrest them. Number two, they won't prosecute them. Number three, they won't deport them. They let them here, and then they put them up in five-star hotels on your dime, on yours, on your money. And believe me, there's going to be hell to pay for all of this. I am absolutely certain that there's going to be hell to pay. As I was saying, and the fact that loneliness seems to be the biggest problem in America right now, and it just goes to show that what's happening in America is that we are probably the most informed, and the problem with being informed is two things. One, you're being informed by one side with one opinion, with one idea. That's a major media. You have an administration that has the media in their pocket. They're doing whatever they want, whenever they want, and make excuses for whatever they want. I mean, they've got a press secretary that's absolutely a moron and cannot get out of her way without saying how bad it is for the Palestinians. And yet, I don't hear anybody saying anything about the Jewish people that were murdered. And I'm telling you, murdered is probably a very nice word for what happened. Slashed to death, cut up in pieces, shot 100 times when one bullet would be plenty, right? I'm just saying this is ridiculous. We need to understand that we are in siege. There is something going on in America that needs to stop, and good people need to stand up, and they need to clear their throats, and they need to start saying what they need to say. There is nothing going to change until that happens. Now, Hope for the Hurting is here because I'm talking about people that are hurting, and there are a lot of people out there hurting. There's a lot of people that are what they call, John F. Kennedy Jr. was just on the air the other day, and he was talking about that there was 70% of America is in a situation where they need food. 70%. I thought that was a high number. I thought, gosh, he must be cooking the books a little bit. Found out that he's probably right. Because of inflation at 17%+ and other things, you have to make a decision whether you're going to drive your car to work or not because of gas being $5 and $6 and $7 here in California or buying food. And it looks like gas has won out. And the thing is that it's not going to get any better. We need to understand that we're in a war, and the war is who is going to run this country and get it back the way that it needs to be. And right now, the only one that looks like they can do that is the guy that was in here time before last, because Biden sure isn't doing it. That guy is an absolute disaster. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, when it comes to foreign policy, he's never been right on one thing. And yet, here we see them arguing about money going to Israel, and they said that they won't, that the Senate won't do anything with it because of the fact that Ukraine isn't in there. I'm not a big fan of the Ukraine situation because the money's going over there, and I mean a lot of money's going over there, but we don't know what it's buying. We don't even know where it's going. We don't know how it's being spent because nobody wants to give us any kind of indication of where it's gone. Isn't that fascinating? It's the same thing that Biden did. I never had anything to do with my son's businesses. Now we're finding out that just in three checks that they have found in the last week, that there was over almost $1 million worth of money that went from one of the Bidens to the big guy, being Mr. Biden himself. So we need to make some choices. And here are some of the choices that you need to make. Number one, first thing that you need to do is, and I've been talking about this for weeks, if not for the last year, you need to find out where your money is going and what you're spending your money on. And you need to pull it in a little bit tighter than you've ever done. Otherwise, I got news for you. You're not going to survive through this. You're going to survive if you just do some of the following things I'm going to tell you. Food banks are all over the place. Suck up your pride and go over and get some essentials. Find some place. There's churches everywhere that have essentials available. In our church alone, we serve probably 25 to 30, maybe 40 people out of our congregation every week. And the reason why we do that, because I know that they are also dealing with food shortage in their own homes. And I want to make sure that you're aware that you need to have 5 or 6 weeks of food put away. What do you mean? How can I do that? pastas, canned spaghetti, canned ravioli, canned, all of those things that are canned like that. You can get those at the food bank. You can get those at other places. Beans and rice, the old-fashioned way where you had to actually boil them and put them in water and do what you got to do. It is not hard to do. You can do that. And you know what? You'll find yourself in a much better position if you allow yourself a little bit of humbleness and deal with that. The other thing is to stop listening to the mainstream media. I mean, good God, these people are out to convince you that everything that's happened didn't happen. I mean, I listened to an interview with a Hamas leader that sat there and was telling everybody that Hamas didn't do any of the things that they said that they said to do. And when the woman said, "Well, what about these videos on YouTube showing Hamas people decapitating children?" And he gets up and he gets pissed off and he gets up and walks away. Why? Because when you tell people the truth, here's the key, when you see the truth or you hear the truth will set you free. As a man of faith, I'm telling you, the truth will set you free. Don't listen to these Democrats tell you how horrible the Republicans are or how have the Republicans say how horrible the Democrats are. Find out who they are. Find out what they mean and what they're really talking about. And if they are who they say they are, then you know what? Don't vote them back into office. Get them out of there. Term limits should be the first thing that comes out of everybody's mouth that's running right now. Because I got news for you. Some of these people need to be out of D.C. because they are no good to you or me. All they're doing is stuffing their pockets with money as lobbyists come through. Pass my little thing here and we'll get you some money. We'll take care of your funding. We'll get you reelected. Don't want to go there. Like I said, listen to what you're doing. Pull in some of your funding. See what's out there. You know, if you can, maybe ride your bike to work. Maybe if you don't got a bike, bikes are easy to find right now. Let me clue you. You don't need to have an electrified one. Don't even go there. Which Rich reminds me of something. I think this was pretty interesting. I just saw a report that said the average electric vehicle in America, if you were to equate the energy use to charge them along with the other incidentals that go with that, you would be paying today, on the market today, in America today, on average, $17.91 a gallon to run your electric vehicle. That don't sound like that's a green thing to do. That sounds to me like that's a stupid thing to do. Now, if you drive an electric vehicle, God bless you. I mean, if you got money to do that, that's great. But beware, you're paying through the nose for that. It is a super time, big time luxury. So don't allow yourself to be sucked into that thought that you're doing it, because with all the subsidies and everything else, and think about this, it ain't going to be long. Let me see, what did they say there when they're going to do that? I think that's going to happen this next June. But they said that they're going to hit everyone with an electric vehicle with a road tax, depending on how many miles you drive a year. So if you average 10,000 miles a year, then you're probably going to get hit with about a $5,000 or $6,000 bill. Yeah, that's going to be on your income tax. Isn't that fun? That's just what a blessing it is, but if you buy gasoline, you pay for the road tax. If you buy gasoline, you pay federal tax. You should be able to claim all that. Think about it for a moment. If you do that and you buy gas, you should claim that on your income tax. Just saying. These are some things that you need to be aware of. The other thing is that I am seeing inklings and signs where people are becoming pretty fed up with all this other nonsense. And, when I start seeing them pulling money from the Ivy League schools, when the big donors, the big billionaires are saying, I'm not going to hire anyone from Harvard. I'm not going to hire anyone from, you know what? There's a reason for that, because they don't want Hamas sympathizers in their employment, because we don't know what they will do. If they say that, they'll say anything or they'll do anything. It's something scary to think about. It's funny how what happens when you get it reversed and it ends up in your plate. I'm telling you, there's things coming down the pipe that's going to change America for a lifetime. There's a couple other things that I want to add tonight before I take off, and I pray that you're safe and you're doing those things. Okay, let's go over them again. Take a look at your finances, see where you can cut, put some money away, put some food away. You know what? You don't have to eat out every day. You don't have to get a latte every day. But the one thing that you can do is that you can put some money towards rainy day and stick it away. Just hide it away, because you know what? There's going to be a time when we're going to be needing those funds to do certain things. And certain things are, by God, I mean just naturally, just being able to make it through the month, make your mortgage payment or make your house payment or your rent or your car payment or whatever the case may be. I've told you before, take a look at your car real hard. Driving a nice car is great and wonderful and terrific, but can you get away with a cheaper vehicle that has maybe a little better gas mileage? And if you can you take and go with that and get rid of your car? Because I got news for you. It's going to get harder and harder and harder to get rid of some of these cars. And I thought it was really quite interesting that I saw that Ford came out this week and said that they're going to cut back on their electric vehicles because no one is buying them. In other words, as soon as the government stops paying the big bucks for buying an electric cars are not going to be affordable. So might be a good time to get rid of yours if you've got one. Just saying. So here's some other things that you might want to think about in the long term. Again, food banks are out there all over the place. If you don't believe that, believe me, suck up your pride and go over and get in line, sign your name on the dotted line. You know, I have people that are coming to ours that make bank. But the thing is that with everything the way it is, it's harder and harder to make all those payments and be able to eat. And eating is a good thing. Eating is a really good thing for especially many of us. And eating good things and being on, you know, just knowing you have something there, you have a reserve, it does wonders for your disposition and for your life. So I'm saying all of this because I love you guys, and I want you to understand that God is with you. I'm with you, and everyone out there that I know that some of you are struggling, and if you're lonely, if you feel lonely, even with all of this information out there and all of this social media and platforms, I want you to understand a couple of things. That does not make up for seeing someone face-to-face. It doesn't make up for being in community. If that's church or the Rotary or whatever the case may be, someplace where you can be in community, I think it's really important to be in community. And not that we are any kind of special group, but the fact is, it's just the fact that as you support and you do the things that you do, think about what I just said about maybe paying ahead someone. You know what? People say, well, you're talking about saving money. Paying ahead would be like not saving money at all. That would be kind of an extravagance. Well, not really when you look at it this way. The good book says, the Bible tells us, that if you do something good for someone else, God says that he will reciprocate that back to you in ways that you may not understand. Now, I'm not so sure that a lot of you out there know in the back of your head that if you do something good for someone, something good is going to come back to you. Now, that's what the Bible says. And he says, you know, he says, cast your bread upon the water. And he says, and it will come back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Which means, so if I give away something because I can, and believe me, a sandwich, or I mean, if you're a McDonald's and you buy a meal for a guy that's outside that's sitting out there shivering, or he's out there because he's homeless, you don't need to know why he's homeless. You don't need to know why he's even there. You're just doing what the good book tells us to do. Someone who is hungry, feed them. Someone who is thirsty, give them something to drink. That is what part of our legacy will be, how you do that. Because someday you may be in that same boat, and someone may be able to come to you and do something extraordinary for you. Now, I'm not so sure that many of us don't understand that concept, but if you try it, you may find yourself liking it. In fact, you may find yourself doing it over and over again. And it's not indicative. I'm not a big fan of giving dollars at the guy that's standing on the corner with a cardboard sign. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of giving them a hamburger. I'm a big fan of them giving them a pair of socks. I'm a big fan of giving them something that they can tangibly use at that moment, bottle of water, whatever the case may be. Do those things. Put them in your car, and when that happens, give them those things. Now, they may look at you like you're crazy, because maybe they're the only thing that they're looking for is a way of getting their next bottle of wine or whatever. But the point is that you're doing what you're doing. God sees that, and he will reciprocate back to you. Don't allow yourself to think that this is nonsense or this doesn't mean anything. It does. It means a lot. And I'm thinking that in the long run, if we're real wise, and take our time to let God know that you're on the planet, he'll take care of you. I saw something the other day that I thought was really kind of good, and it said that it was talking about just people of God, people of faith, people that have some kind of measure of goodness in them, that if you take and turn your goodness to the people around you and show your kindness to people around you, your love to somebody that you don't know, then something happens inside of you that is very unique. And what happens is that it comes back to you in a way that challenges you to become a better person and a better citizen, a better lover of people. And I'm not so sure at this point that we don't need that more than we need our comforts or being comfort. I'm looking at this from a standpoint of your loneliness. And those of you that are out there today that are dealing with that, where you feel like you're all by yourself and that you would really like to see some things change in your life. Well, the only way that you can do that, and the only way that actually works, is if you start acting as if you want to be friends with people, or you need to associate or be in community with someone. Now, I'm not saying that community to me is not going on Facebook and having a chat with somebody who is lying about their situation and listening to you dump all the stuff that's happening in your life into their lap, and they don't want nothing to do with you. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to a real person. You need to go to a real place, and you can just sit down for a moment, and you can relax in the universe, and meditate on a couple of things that are real positive. One, what was the last time you laughed, and what was funny to you? Think about that. When was the last time that you were with someone that you genuinely felt like you were loved and cared for? And if you can go through a litany of a dozen things, you can come to a place where you can start saying, you know, think on these things. This is out of the Bible, but it says this. He says, think on these things. Whatever is praiseworthy, whatever is lovely, whatever is noble, whatever is kind, whatever is lovely. And it goes on, and there's about 10 things that he talks about in Scripture. And the thing that's interesting about that is that brings peace to the mind and the heart, and it brings a semblance of, if you can, centering in where you become centered in what's going on. Now, I bloviated for the last 20 minutes over the fact that, you know, that there are people that are being told what to do, and this is where the sad part is. These people that are out there walking these lines and claiming that Israel is the culprit and the bad people, and yet the people they're supporting actually killed 1,400 or 1,500 people unprovoked, just came out. 400 of them were in a peace concert. They flew in and just started killing everything that was moving. I want to tell you something. You pay for that kind of stuff. Having hatred in your heart like that is not a good thing. It's not healthy for you, and it's not healthy for anyone. Believe me when I say, centering yourself, thinking on good things, creating an atmosphere where you feel like you're actually in control, which you are. You're in control of what happens around you. Don't be led by your feelings. Don't be led by the news, because the news is lying to you. Believe me. more than ever, they are just mimicking the talking points of a bunch of losing socialist communists in D.C. Don't let them tell you how to think. Don't let them tell you how to do anything, because in the end, they're going to lose. So with that said, I want to say this to those that are out there. Good things are coming down the pike, but we're going to have to fight through what we're going through right now. But good things are coming. Good things will show up for those who are seeking them. And I believe that the stronger that we are as a nation, as Americans, not racist ethnic groups, classes of people, you're this and I'm that. No, we're none of that. We're Americans. All of us bleed red, white, and blue, whether you like it or not, whether you love it or not. If you don't like America, then do me a favor. Give me your name and number, and pick the country you want to go to. I want you to surrender your passport, and I will pay for your ticket to go wherever you want to go. I just will make you sign a thing that says you will never come back. Because if you hate America, you've got to be crazy. Because if you were in Palestine right now, you would find out what it's like to be under the thumb of a Muslim group that hates everything about life. And the thing is true in any place else you go. You say, oh, well, I could live in the middle. You couldn't live in Saudi Arabia. If you've got any leanings towards gay or lesbian rights, you can't be in a Muslim country because they will kill you. I'm not spoofing. They will eliminate you. America's a good place to be. You can say what you want, but remember, you need to let others say the same thing back to you, and then you need to have a debate to find out who's telling the truth. And believe me, just after a couple of minutes of debating, you will find out you may be wrong and they may be right. So with that said, hope for the hurting signs off for today. See you in the next podcast next Wednesday. I'm hoping that things are much better in the Middle East by then. I hope that things are much better in America by then. And I pray that everything is going well for you where you're at. Remember what I said, try to save money everywhere you can. Put some food away and maybe, you know, walk to work, drive to work, chart out your day a little bit better, use a little less fuel, have some money left over at the end of the week, pay for somebody else's meal behind you if you're at McDonald's. I'm just saying, freak people out. Do something good. You may find something good. We'll come back. God bless you. May the light of the Lord shine upon you wherever you go, wherever you walk. Leave a blessing. Be a blessing to people. And we'll catch you later. See you next week. Just remember this, that no matter what happens, it's caused you pain or caused you issues that have hurt you, there's always an answer. Always a way out. Hope for the Hurting's here for you, so I want to hear from you. Get a hold of us at info, that's I-N-F-O, at lighthouselife, L-I-F-E, .org, lighthouselife.org. Have a great day.